Thank you for listening, downloading, sharing, subscribing, commenting, donating, and praying for us. And for going to BrotherLance.com to get the free PDF of this teaching.
This is special episode number 5 of the Christian Soul Prepper podcast. This will not be like other podcasts. Throwing the formatting out the window. Please share and post this very important message and download it while you still can. I promise you, it'll be like nothing you have ever heard before. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, give us the Holy Spirit and lead us into all your truth. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. I wanted to do this podcast first because the next one will shake you to your very core. So I present the conclusion of the matter first to encourage you in the body of Christ. Then I'll present the reason for the conclusion in the next podcast. I'm going to keep this very broad and general, speaking of the division between light and dark, the saved and the lost, so the censors won't get butt hurt and come after me. I'm not targeting anyone. I'm not talking specifically about any individual or group. I'm talking about the human condition and the two types of people expressed in Scripture, in the Bible, the faithful and the unrepentant bastards that will burn in hell. If anyone feels conviction for what is about to be said, that's between you and God. So why don't you go and take it up with him? Again, I am not targeting any person or group other than the unrepentant portion of humanity. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 6:23. Okay? This podcast is to encourage the believer that persecution is not the end of the situation and warn the unrepentant to flee sure and powerful judgment. Today is the day of salvation. Here's your chance. As the old saying goes, turn or burn, sinner. If you're easily offended, turn off this podcast now and go do something else that will distract you from the truth. Right? And so, you don't get confused. This is not hate. This is love. A direct and profound warning to save your souls from hell. We are all sinners and deserve death. The wise respond to the call of Jesus. The foolish will have their bodies burned and consumed in the lake of hellfire. You will cry out and no one will come to your aid. As you smoke and smolder, wishing the pain to end, you will remember what is about to be said to you. You will curse your own name and you will hate your own thoughts, wishing for your very own existence to come to an end. You understand? Okay, this is your warning. Turn it off now. All right, with that being said, let's begin. Jesus came into this world as a helpless baby, a servant who became a slaughtered lamb. Woe unto you, you unrepentant bastards, you children of the devil. When he comes back, he'll be a conquering king, a master of war, a consuming fire of your eternal destruction, a master at arms to reap punishment and destruction upon the inhabitants of the world that refused his love and forgiveness. You who persecute his children, you set yourselves up as enemies of God, and you will pay for your persecutions. Jesus is coming back as a purifying fire, and guess what? I and others like me will be coming with him. You think you're awesome. You think you have the master plan from the father, your father, the devil? You haven't seen anything yet. He approaches, and woe unto you, woe unto you, woe unto you. You want to persecute his children? Yes, we will die. No, when the time comes, we will not resist nor deny our faith if God calls us to die for him. You don't need to worry about us coming after you physically. Our war is spiritual. Our weapons are spiritual. Our victory is spiritual. This is not to say this is the same for God and Jesus, though. Their weapons are both physical and spiritual. And you who deny God will suffer from both. Our hands will do you no harm. No, we will try to save your souls to the last breath. Yet in that same moment of your resistance to God and his love and the call to repentance to stop you sinning, you store up for yourself a spiritual and a physical punishment from him, by him, and through him. You will receive it. You have been warned. My brothers and sisters, be encouraged. God is watching and is taking note. Now let's jump into the study when Jesus attacks righteous fury, eternal hellfire with damnation. So let's begin. It is a just thing for God to judge those who hurt you. 2 Thessalonians 1, 5 through 10. This is an obvious sign of the righteous judgment of God, to the end that you may be counted worthy of God's kingdom, for which you also suffer or persecuted for. Here we go. Since it is a righteous thing with God to repay affliction or persecution to those who afflict you. You see what that means? That means when you are persecuted, it is a righteous thing for God to give recompense, to reward those evildoers with the same thing they do to you, and it will happen, and to give relief to those who are afflicted with us when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, punishing those who do not know God, right? So those who are persecuting you, those bastards, those unrepentant bastards are going to pay for it. You understand? So those who are being punished who don't know God, and we'll continue on, and to those who don't obey the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ, those who have resisted the gospel, will pay the penalty, eternal destruction from the face of the Lord and from the glory of his might when he comes in that day to be glorified in his saints and to be admired among all those who have believed because our testimony to what you have believed. Do you understand that? It's a righteous thing for God to destroy those who try to destroy you. And they will be consumed away at the brightness of his coming as a flaming fire. Right? So they need to repent. So it's a righteous thing for God to totally destroy those who afflict you, hurt you, or persecute you. And he will. Now let's see how when Jesus attacks, how he attacks. Right? Jesus will fight and attack with them with the sword of his mouth. Revelation 2 16, repent. You want to avoid this? Repent of your sins, or else I'll come unto you quickly and I will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. To those who refuse to repent, they will become spiritual chop suey sushi by the mouth of Jesus and the sword of the righteousness coming from his mouth. You understand? Now, it's not just his mouth that will be doing the destroying of the wicked. No, it's his shining glory that will consume the faithless dogs of humanity. 2 Thessalonians 2, 8 through 10. And then shall the wicked be revealed, those unrepentant, soulless bastards that will not give God glory, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and he shall destroy them with the brightness of his coming. That's his righteousness. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan. Those are the ones who are being consumed with all power and signs and lying wonders, with all deceivableness and of righteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth of the gospel that they may be saved. You see, those who follow after the devil, their daddy, Satan, will be consumed and totally destroyed. But let's clarify it even more. This is Revelation 19, 15 through 21. And out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, and with it he should smite all the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and treads the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of God Almighty. So all your sins that you've stored up for yourself, all those things they didn't want to repent of, right? All those persecutions they acted upon, it's been stored up for them. It has not been forgotten. Verse 16, he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God. Verse 18, that you may eat the flesh. Remember that here in a little bit. The flesh of kings and the flesh of captains and the flesh of mighty men and the flesh of horses and them that sit on the flesh of men, both free and bond, both small and great, male and female. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse. Jesus is about to come lay the smackdown butt whooping on people for not responding to his love. And this is it, right? Verse 20, and the beast was taken with him, the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, which he deceived them, that they received the mark of the beast and them that worshiped in his image, right? Ready? Here it comes. Those both were cast alive into the lake of burning fire and brimstone. And those that remained were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth. And all the fowls were filled with their flesh. Listen, wicked man, wicked woman, persecutors of the saints of God, this is your outcome. You're bird food. You're kindling. You're nothing. You have a chance to repent, but if you don't, you're getting it. All right. This is a physical destruction by spiritual means, and I will rejoice over the destruction of the wicked. You understand? I will rejoice over the destruction of the wicked. Why? Because we are told to by Jesus in the Bible to rejoice. The children of God will walk upon your ashes and under our feet. And in doing so, I will sing Hosanna to the Son of David. Glory to the God in highest, because you are gone. Punished and consumed, you arrogant bastards, you fatherless children, all you yellow-bellied cowards of darkness and evil, you will be dust under my feet if you don't repent. Now for you tender-hearted and tender-headed out there, let me read the command to rejoice over the destruction of the wicked. Revelation 18, 4 through 5 and 20 through 21. So Revelation 18, verses 4 through 5 and 20 through 21. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you have no participation in her sins, that you do not receive of her plagues, for her sins have reached the sky, and God has remembered her iniquities. Here we go. Drum roll, verse 5. Rejoice over her, thou, O heavens, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God has avenged you on her, destroyed her. He says, rejoice about this. This is a good thing. Those who wish to do the kingdom of heaven harm have been done away with. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall the great city of Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more. Gone. Dead. See you later. Sayonara. Arrivederci. Aloha. Alviterzane. You're out of here. Gone. Praise God. Now, again, for you tender-headed and hearted, let's look at the proof that the wicked, those who hurt the children of God and refuse repentance and seek God while he may be found, that they will be kindling turned to ashes, and you will walk over their powdery corpses at the second coming of Jesus Christ. Malachi 4, 1 through 3. Malachi chapter 4, 1 through 3. For behold, the day comes, it burns as a furnace, and all the proud, that's all you repentant people out there, and all who work wickedness, all you evildoers who love a lie and hate love, will be stubble. For behold, the day comes, it burns as a furnace, and all the proud and all who work wickedness will be stubble. And the day that will come, it will burn them up, says Yahweh of armies. They shall leave them neither root nor branch, your kindling. But to you who fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness rise with healing in his wings. You will go out like and leap like calves of the stall. Here we go. You shall, verse 3, you shall tread down the wicked, for they will be ashes under the soles of your feet in that day that I make, says Yahweh of armies. You are kindling, burned up stubble, ashes. We will walk upon your powdery corpses. Because you refuse to respond to the God of love who is saving you out of your own arrogance and sinfulness. You think you're getting away with sin. You think you have time to play your games. Today is the day of salvation. Repent now or be stubble, burnt ashes under the feet of the children of God. You have been warned. Certain death is at your doorstep. Are you too stupid and lazy to get up and answer the door and accept Jesus into your heart? If you wait too long, the next time he comes around, he will not be knocking. You see, God and Jesus will repay those who hurt and persecute his children. He will repay them double the pain and double the suffering. You don't want to answer Jesus? You don't want to come to him now? You don't want to accept him? Well, fine. He pays double. You want to sin, you get double. Whatever you're doing, you're going to get double back at you. Revelations 18, 6 through 8. Return to her just as she returned and repay her double as she did according to her works. In the cup which she mixed, mix to her double. However much glorified she glorified herself and grew wanton so much, give her of her torment and mourning. double. For she is, says in her heart, I sit in queen, and I am no widow. I will no wise see mourning. Therefore, in one day of her plagues will come to death, mourning and famine, and she'll be utterly burned with fire. For the Lord God who has judged her is strong, is spiritual Babylon. Return to her as she's just returned and repay her double according to her works. For every sin you do, you get double the punishment. You understand that? Every persecution you go about doing, you receive double with torment and mourning, death and famine, and be utterly burned and consumed. Repent while you still have a chance. You need to understand something. When a saint dies or is persecuted, God takes note. He takes it personally and notices. You are getting on the short list of judgment and punishment. For every blow dealt, we have learned you will receive twice as much back in every single aspect for every evil thing you have done. Now let's read. Jesus takes it personally when his followers are persecuted or die. Psalms 116:15 says, precious in Yahweh's sight is the death of his saints. That means all you empty-hearted sycophants out there that have no compassion are consumed with evil spirits. Our Father has compassion and deep sorrow for his children. And when they die and are persecuted, he stores up those feelings for exact judgment upon you. If you fail to receive the sacrifice of Jesus, you will get it all. Like a spiritual double-barrel shotgun right to your soul, your very being will be ripped in two, and he'll lay waste to all that you are. You see, a lot of you out there are a bunch of Sauls within the church and godless heathens without. Let me show you that when you attack or persecute a Christian, you are actually attacking Jesus. And he's not going to forget. He will remember. He will kick your butt. You understand me? You're not getting away with it. Acts 9, 4 through 6. He fell on the earth and heard a voice saying, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? He said, who are you, Lord? The Lord said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But rise up and enter the city, and you will be told what to do. Acts 9, 4 through 6. You see, Paul was going around thinking he was doing God a favor, doing God justice, when in reality he was persecuting Jesus because he was killing the followers of Jesus. While Jesus was on the earth, he took the blows. He did not resist. He did not speak a word. Now, every blow felt will get two back. You throw Jesus a right, he's going to throw you a right and a left. You will never, every time you fight back, you're going to get double. You understand that? Repent. Again, we see Jesus explain that whatever is done to the followers of God is done to Jesus. Matthew 25, 40 through 46. And the king, that's God, will answer them, most certainly I tell you, because you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me. Good or bad, right? Up or down, left or right. Whatever it is, you're doing it to Jesus. Then he will say also to those on the left, depart from me, you cursed and eternal fire, which is prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you did not give me food to eat, or you withheld. I was thirsty, you gave me no drink, or withheld. I was a stranger, you did not take me in or cast out. Naked, and you didn't give me clothes. Sick or in prison, you did not visit me or put me there. Then they will also answer and say, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not help you? 45. Then he will answer them, saying, most certainly I tell you, because you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. These will go away into eternal punishment, getting double, but the righteous in eternal life. Now, do you understand? This is why you will drink the blood for blood, a double portion of your arrogance and suffering. You will not get away with anything. God's grace is giving you time right now to repent. If you fail to do so, you're going to get it. God is coming for you. You understand? You cannot hide. The rocks will not cover you. You will not find a hole deep enough. You will not make a deal with the devil. He's going to burn in hell too, right along with you. There is no escaping what is coming. You have to repent or you're going to die. a spiritual death forever. You understand me? Revelation 16, 6 through 9. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. You understand that? Blood for blood, double. And I heard another, it's Revelation 16, 6 through 9. And I heard another out of the altar say, even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are your judgments. You gave them blood for blood, double for double. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power is given him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat and blasphemed the name of God, which had power over the plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. You have been shown how the wicked will suffer greatly for their persecutions of the saints and their unrepentant hearts. And on top of that, to make it complete, all these godless children of Satan will be made by Jesus to come before his children in worshipful awe. And they will lick our hands like dogs, seeing us as masters, they will worship before us. You're thinking, Lance, you're making stuff up. No, it's Revelation 3, 9. Behold, I will make them of the congregation of Satan, which say they are God's chosen people and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them come and what? Worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you. You're like, Lance, where did the hand-licking dog stuff come from? It's easy. It's in the word worship. It's in Strong's Concordance G4352, G4352, and it says, meaning to kiss like a dog licking his master's hand, right? That's what Jesus is going to make the wicked do. They're going to get double, right? They're going to get blood for blood. Then they're going to be forced to come and worship before the feet of his children, of God's children, the faithful ones of God. Right? It doesn't end there. So listen up, you lovers of evil and death. You will worship before us and be as dogs. Then the children of God will judge you for your sin. Did you know that? You will bow before us, then be judged. We will determine how long you will burn in hellfire. Did you know that? If you don't repent, you will come and get double. You'll get blood for blood. You'll come and worship before my feet as a child of God. And I will judge you for your sin. 1 Corinthians 6:2. Do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And they should be judged by you. Are you not worthy to judge in the smallest manners? In other words, saying, listen, guys, we will judge men and angels, fallen angels. Now, for the soft-headed and soft-hearted, they may not realize judgment of the wicked has already begun by the saints of God. You're like, wait, Lance, double. They're getting double. They're getting blood. They're going to worship before our feet. We will judge them. They're getting away with butt kiss, nothing, zilch, nada. They're getting it. They're getting it good, too. But it ain't even over yet. I got more. There's a judgment going on right now. Let me read. Even now, Jesus tells us to offer up a judgment against those who refuse to receive the gospel. Most Christians don't know that. Now, this runs contrary to the popular soy latte hippie Jesus teaching found in most effeminate, yellow-bellied apostate churches today. But let's read it anyways, because it's the truth. Mark 6:11. Whoever will not receive you nor hear you as you depart from there, shake off the dust that is under your feet for a testimony against them. Assuredly, I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. That's a judgment. That means I presented you the gospel. You have refused it. And so Jesus tells us if people refuse the gospel, you don't go continuing on acting like your buddies. You walk away, you dust the dust off your feet, and that speaks judgment against them. That's how it's done. So let's look. How is Sodom and Gomorrah judged? Jude 1, 7 through 8. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh and set for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise, also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignitaries. So Jesus said, it's going to be better for Sodom and Gomorrah than those who reject the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's that double portion, that blood for blood. That's you worshiping before the feet of the followers of Jesus. That's you being judged by them. And right now, that judgment has started. We present the gospel. You can escape the certain destruction of your soul and flee the flames of hellfire, which soon will be at your home. Right? If you wanted to, Acts 2:38, Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. You don't have to have these bad things happen to you. Receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. He already paid the price for your sin that separates you and God. He already took the wrath and punishment. It's not too late. You don't have to die. Just say this. Pray with me. God, please forgive me. I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and I will follow him the rest of my life. Give me your Holy Spirit, Father, and lead me. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Again, God, please forgive me. I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior and will follow him the rest of my life. Give me your Holy Spirit and lead me. In Jesus' name I pray. If you accepted Jesus right now, then you are safe and you are secure. You have passed from judgment and you will live forever. Right? And then I don't have to come after you in a way that is... Here, I'll do it now. I am wiping off the spiritual dust of my spiritual feet right now to all of those who refuse to repent and give my God glory. This dust is a testimony against you, you deniers of truth, you children of the devil. Your father is the devil, and while there is a price of persecution to pay, it will only affect the flesh, and you, on the other hand, will pay with the very soul. Do you understand me? You have had your chance. I presented you the gospel. We have had an opportunity to pray. I am spiritually dusting the dust off of my feet right now against you if you have rejected God. This is your chance. This is your moment. Today is the day of salvation. For those who still are filled with stubborn, rebellious stupidity, you will pay dearly. Malachi 4:5, the coming and the great dreadful day of the Lord. Romans 12:19, vengeance belongs to me. I will repay, says the Lord. That's double blood for blood. You have an opportunity. I will present it to you one more time. Pray with me. God, please forgive me. I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior and will follow him the rest of my life. Give me your Holy Spirit and lead me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today is the day of salvation. Go to BrotherLance.com, search the Bible study section there. There's enough to get you started. Find a God-fearing, commandment-keeping church and be baptized. And you will be saved. You will have saved your soul today. I pray that you have done it. I pray you have escaped hellfire. I pray that your lifeless, dead corpse will not become ashes under the feet of the children of God. I pray you have accepted Jesus today and have escaped death. For the faithful, I leave you with the following encouragement from our Lord Jesus, an encouragement that no other group can claim, only the believers and the followers of Jesus. Matthew 5:2-12. And he opened his mouth and taught them, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall revile you or persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice! Be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted the prophets which were before you. Now you lost sinners without God in the world, repent and be saved for the forgiveness of your sins. Come to God and Jesus and receive what you cannot earn on your own. For the faithful believers, be strong. Yours is the victory. God will reward and repay those who hurt you. And you will have great rewards in heaven. And just in case, we're ending here. I'm going to say again, if you want to repent of your sins and not receive hell and destruction, double blood for blood, pray this with me. God, please forgive me. I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I will follow him for the rest of my life. Give me your Holy Spirit and lead me. In Jesus' name I pray. I love you guys. Be blessed. Share this podcast. Download it while you still can. Talk to you next time.